It is time once again for Radio Rotary right here on WHVW. It is noon. Sarah is here.
I am here. I am Sarah O'Connell. And guess what? I got here on time, and which meant I got here before JP.
Oh.
For a change. Yep. Sally and I were talking about all the traffic that gets in our way and our loops and our routes and how annoying that can be.
It certainly can be.
Of course, there was none today.
Although there was plenty today.
Oh, in your route. Mm, okay, yep. You see. Anyway, thanks, JP.
Sure.
Thank you, HVW, for broadcasting Radio Rotary. Radio Rotary is brought to you by Lutheran Care Centers for over 130 years supporting our community, the Mark Agency, and the Mark Foundation, and by Rotary New York District 7210. And today I am welcoming three wonderful gentlemen. Firstly, Brian Brunch, who is the president of the Millbrook Club, and I think that he's here for a little bit of moral support. Steve Pressman, who is the executive director, and I'm going to tell you what in a minute, and Bill Hogan, who is the president of MARC. And MARC stands for Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Centers, Inc. That's a mouthful. I like the nickname, MARC. And Brian Bunch, besides being the president of my club in Millbrook, is also the president of the MARC Foundation Board. So we have all the brass here today, listeners. We have two presidents and the guy who runs the place. First of all, thank you for coming. Thank you for sponsoring this effort. Part of the mission of Radio Rotary is to outreach to other humanitarian efforts, and we consider what your agency does, serving the community outreach. It is to support and fill in some of the gaps and to help people who are struggling with. And Steve, we're going to start with you. Just give me, you know, the elevator speech of what your agency does.
Well, MARC, which stands for Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Centers.
Say that three times fast.
We're lucky to have an acronym, MARC. It makes it easy to talk about our services. But what we do is provide a continuum of residential services to help people who are suffering from alcoholism and other drug addictions to continue along their road to recovery.
When was it founded?
It was founded in 1979.
Okay.
Pardon me, not 1970, 1977. We celebrated our 30th anniversary.
Did you have a
last
party?
Year. Yes, we had a special annual luncheon, and we were really fortunate enough to have the commissioner of the state's Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services Organization for as our guest, along with many other people in the community who have helped us to do our work.
I'd like to ask Bill, explain to us how this all fits in together. You had people from, what did you just say, the president from the state?
The New York State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services.
Okay, and we should also mention that MARC is a state-funded, state-sponsored
right,
agency.
That's our primary funder.
So how does that fit in, Bill? How does all this stuff work together and then get down to the community level?
Well, what I think is so wonderful about it is we are a not-for-profit, and because we get support from the state and other private sources and other sources. And what's wonderful about it, I think, is you know, if the state had to run this themselves or the county, it would be considerably more expensive. And being a not-for-profit, we're able to deliver the services, being supervised by the state and the county. And we have a wonderful relationship with the Department of Mental Health and OASIS in Albany. Mm-hmm. And we're able to deliver these services through a volunteer board. The organization
of which Brian, who's not on mic, but he's sitting here beaming at me, so I'm not going to forget he's in the studio.
No.
And the foundation usually represents the piece of it where people can contribute to a nonprofit. So that's how you guys have structured it. You have your state agency, which is funded through state and county monies, and then I'm assuming this. Jump in here if I didn't interpret my background material.
You're right on the mark. talk so far.
And then you have a foundation board made up of volunteers that is chaired by people who are interested and help raise money for you?
That's almost entirely correct. The organization itself is run by a board of directors, which is also volunteers. So we're not directly run by the state or run by the county, but we have a wonderful partnership with them. And so it's... That's what makes us go.
Okay, but you have a professional staff too, of which Steve is in charge of, or heads, for lack of a better term, that I'm not coming up with. I apologize.
Directs.
Okay, you are the executive director. Hello, that's what that means.
Yes.
And how? Okay, so we were founded. This agency, particular agency, was founded. And where is it physically located? Where is your main administrative operational offices?
We are actually about 500 yards over the way on Cannon Street. 51 Cannon Street is our administrative offices.
Poughkeepsie, New York.
Right. But we do have four facilities as well as a network of scattered apartments.
And we're going to get into that a little more deeply about how you go from the operations into the mm-hmm. community and the transition. How long have you been? Okay, so we've been founded in 1977. How long have you been with the agency?
I've been
Steve?
With the agency for 6.5 years.
And where did you come from before that? How did you get into this line of work? That's what I really want to know.
Well, I actually started in Brooklyn, New York, but I think we're gonna.
Can you hear that accent? I love that. A gritty New Yorker.
We're going to shoot forward to my professional life.
Okay.
I've actually worked in Dutchess County for about 35 years. And prior to working at MARC, I was the founding director of the Dutchess County Council on Alcoholism and Chemical Dependency.
Okay.
I did that for 16 years, and prior to that, I worked in the field as a clinician providing direct services.
So is it social? Were you a social worker?
I am trained as a social worker.
And then you became an administrator?
And an educator. Administration, those folks who can't do anything else, they seem to promote into administration.
Oh, come on now. I mean, I don't know what you did before, and you're kind of, of course, we're on radio and everybody's laughing. They obviously know something I don't. But it sounds like you've had a long and lofty career in a profession that I view in a lot of ways as a calling almost.
Well, so, I don't know about lofty, but it has been long.
Sounds pretty impressive to me. Okay, and Bill, you're the president of the board of MARC. How did you become attached or involved? What was your path here?
Well, I was asked to participate in the board, I don't know, about maybe 8, 9 years ago, and came on the board and just fell in love with the agency. I mean, it's just so wonderful to participate in a function that does so much good for so many people.
Well, you can see the results, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah,
and it's also very cost effective.
That's a compliment to you, Ed. I mean, just to you, Steve.
It is indeed. And to
the executive
the entire staff. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful job. And so it's just nice to see.
And how many people sit on your board?
I'm going to say at the moment we have 15 people.
Okay. All right. And you're invited. You go through a process. You're invited to have a seat on the board.
Yes.
That's what happened to you?
That's right.
Okay.
I was recruited, but not everyone is recruited. Sometimes we get people who come to one of us and say, "Boy, I love what you guys do. I'd like to be a part of it." And we check their background and they have something they can contribute to our organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten quite a few board members that way, which we're always excited about.
That's terrific. Do you mind telling us what you do as for a profession?
I'm retired from Cornell Cooperative Extension.
Out in my neck of the woods.
I was executive director of the Extension Service in Millbrook for 10 years. I was the first executive director of the Dutchess County Environmental Management Council in the early 70s.
So you have a lot of nonprofit background as well as integrating with state with the state kind of deal.
That's correct. We work with Extension.
Am I right, Steve? Yeah.
He's brought up in an office.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's why they found out about you, I'm sure. Well, there's nothing like experience. You know, there really is nothing like experience. We're going to take a very quick break, and we will be back with Radio Rotary after this important message.
When you are recovering from an illness, injury, or disabling condition, you need a special kind of care that gets you back on your feet. The care you'll find at Lutheran Care Center. Located on Route 44 in Poughkeepsie, New York, Lutheran Care Center is the Hudson Valley's choice for generic needs, disabled adults, special needs persons, and all supported by a 160-bed skilled nursing facility that includes a 40-bed rehabilitation unit. With two adult daycares, Lutheran Care Center has a complete medical and social support system. Tours are available at Lutheran Care Center by calling 845-586-9494. That's 845-586-9494. Lutheran Care Center, for over 130 years supporting our community, and is now a proud sponsor of Radio Rotary. Lutheran Care Center.
And we are back, and besides the Lutheran Care Center, the Mark Agency and the Mark Foundation are also proud sponsors of Radio Rotary, along with Rotary New York District 7210. And we're back with my guest, Steve Pressman, who is the executive director of Mark, which is the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Centers, or the Mark Agency, and Bill Hogan, who is the president of the Mark Board, and sitting here smiling and beaming away is Brian Bunch, the president of the Millbrook Rotary Club, which is the club I belong to. And I should mention that Brian and I, along with other Rotarians, attended a big district hoo-ha last weekend that's held at West Point annually. And Brian was on the agenda as the recipient of a big award in Rotary that's given out called the Paul Harris Award. So we as a club are very proud of that. That doesn't go to anybody, you know. That's a big deal. All right, we are back talking how the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Center, Mark, how they serve the community. What community, what area do you serve? Because you can't serve the whole United States. So.
Well, we're called Mid-Hudson, and primarily we serve the Dutchess County and the surrounding counties. Although occasionally we will serve folks who come from the outlying areas. The only limitation is that the person be a citizen of New York State.
How do people get plugged into, first of all, how do they come to you? How do your clients, how do the people that you help, how do they come to you?
Well, we're very fortunate because we have a continuum of services, different levels of care. And our first level of care is really a street level of care it's our crisis center right here in the city of Poughkeepsie, in that people who are intoxicated or under the influence of other drugs are able to come right off the street or from an agency or a shelter and be admitted for care at this center. Mm-hmm. From that point, that's a short-term stay in which we make an assessment and determine what kind of follow-up treatment the person might need and do everything that's necessary to get them placed.
And this is by the professional staff that is employed and is a part of the Mark Agency. Now, when you say a stay, let's talk, because we touched on that earlier, and I wanted to get into that more deeply. Not only do you have the operational center right down the road here, but you also have
our crisis center, the Chemical Dependency Crisis Center, and that's downstairs from the administrative offices at 51 Cannon Street, around the back.
Uh-huh.
That's where we admit people who, again, are under the influence. And it's a crucial service because it's one of the only services in Dutchess County, and in fact in the surrounding area, where people are actually under the influence can come and get services.
Can walk in and say, look, I need a service. I need some help.
Exactly. And unlike some of the hospital-level mm-hmm. detox services, mm-hmm. Many of the barriers to admission don't exist with our crisis center.
Which I think is what people are more familiar with,
right,
with you going through that medical or the hospital,
right,
the medical facility process or path.
Not everybody needs that level of care, a hospital-based care, and not everybody qualifies for that,
mm-hmm.
especially in this day of managed care.
Mm-hmm.
So we admit, regardless of whether someone has insurance coverage or not, there is no fee.
This is a very important point. that yes. you're making. There is no cost to the
There's no cost, although if somebody is of means, we do ask for voluntary donations mm-hmm. to meet the cost of care. And in addition, we don't require forms of identification, and our admission process is not encumbered by having to fill out a lot of forms. Uh-huh. The one thing that is
really?
Important,
Interesting.
The one thing that is important is we do screen the folks for medical clearance, because if they're in an acute state of intoxication and thereby requiring intensive hospital-level medical care, we refer them to that care, and then we can take them back as soon as they're stabilized.
Okay, so you would refer them out, and then they can swirl right back in into what your services are that are provided. How also? Let's just the you also manage two halfway houses as well, and they're located?
One in Fishkill, a woman for women only.
Okay.
One in Poughkeepsie, the city of Poughkeepsie, for men only.
Is there an age stipulation? Do you have parameters about age?
The services are oriented for adults, so by and large it's for 18 or older.
However, you also offer counseling and services for the families.
Yes, as part of the treatment at all of our centers, we bring in family members because of the understanding that addiction is a family disease and recovery involves the whole family.
Okay. Bill Hogan, who is the president of the board of directors of MARC, you also have sober apartments. The agency has sober apartments. What is the difference between a halfway house and what's called a sober apartment, which I assume is after you've been in the agency, then you make this transition?
That's correct. We're lucky in a couple of different ways. We also have a three-quarter house located in Red Oaks Mill where people they're ready to be employed, but their circumstances are such they just need a little extra lift. And so we provide housing there and support services, and hopefully those folks will earn enough money to make a contribution back to their place of residence, our three-quarter house, and also save money to get a car or down payment for an apartment,
et cetera. What is the difference between a three-quarter house and a halfway house?
I'm going to let Stephen answer
that. Okay.
The difference is one quarter. No.
Ba-dum-bum.
The three-quarter way house is we call it a working house because a large percentage, more than three-quarters of the folks at that house, are actually employed while they stay there. The folks in our halfway houses, an earlier stage of treatment, are tending to have it's more treatment intensive. So they're spending more of their time solidifying their recovery, learning daily life skills, doing some job training and education so they can take the next step. And the next step for many is to the three-quarter way house where they remain in a somewhat structured environment and supportive environment and work at the same time.
Is there employment counseling?
Yes, there is employment counseling at the halfway houses and for those who haven't started to work at the three-quarter way house. As well as we have services for people, employment services for people who have started to work, because sometimes that can be a very difficult adjustment. They've moved out into the competitive work field, and they need to come back and get some support so they can succeed in that environment.
If somebody wanted to know more about or needed to take advantage or needed to direct somebody to your agency, how would they go about it? Is there a phone number to call?
Yes, they can call either our crisis center or our administrative office. The crisis center is 471-0310.
And that's in an 845 area code, of
yes,
course, because it's in the city of Poughkeepsie.
Yes. Uh-huh. And that's actually, to consolidate things, that the best thing is to start
there. Is that phone line open 24 hours a day,
yes,
7 days a week?
It's staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You actually have a human being on. on the other end of the line.
Yes, we do.
That's amazing. We're going to take another quick break, and we will be back with Mark, the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Center, after this message.
Could you dedicate yourself to a worthy cause? Could you go the distance to keep a child healthy? Could you travel the world to help eliminate polio? Could you? A Rotary member could. Rotary continues its efforts to end this crippling disease worldwide, providing children with needed vaccinations. All it takes is one person to make a difference. Will you help change the world? For more information, go to Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And we are back. I have to tell you that this has been such a learning interview for me. And there's been a lot of talk, what we call off mic, when you, the listening audience, is listening to our commercials, our announcements, our public service messages. I am here today. Our guest on Radio Rotary is the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Center, the MARC agency. And I am speaking with Stephen Pressman, who is the executive director and has been with the agency for, again, how many years?
Six and a half years.
6.5 years. It's located here, right down the street on Cannon Street.
That's
the main
right.
offices in Poughkeepsie, New York, and with Bill Hogan, who is the sitting president of the MARC board, as well as my friend and fellow Rotarian, Brian Bunch, who is the president of the MARC Foundation board. We did want to go back again about the housing stuff, because that there are many places where you can go to help with addiction. I mean, obviously the one that everybody is the most familiar with is Alcoholics Anonymous. There are places where you can get counseling. There are places where you can participate in your journey of recovery, all that type of thing. But you're actually providing the transition from having, and we all know this is, I'm not saying anything, I don't think that it's not common knowledge at this point, but addiction is like a disease, like any other disease. And you are providing a transition for people to get back into life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, a place for them to live should they need it, number one, and also job counseling to help them integrate back into the workforce and become and feel good about themselves, become contributing productive citizens. So I understand that you operate the crisis center, you have three recovery residents, two halfway houses, and also sober apartments. Now, how do the sober apartments differ from the houses?
Well, the sober apartments are really designed for independent living. And you, it's a type of situation where finding for a certain portion of the population good, safe housing is critically important. So we do own one apartment house.
And where is that located?
That's located in the city of Poughkeepsie.
And you own it. You mean lock, stock, and
lock,
barrel?
Lock, stock, and barrel.
You manage it?
We manage it. We collect the rents that the folks pay on it, and we maintain those buildings, and we're very, very proud of the way we keep those buildings up in the community. We try to be very, very good neighbors.
And how many buildings, then, do you have?
We, in the apartment house business, we only have one.
Okay.
And but we also have some HUD-sponsored apartments scattered about the community. And the goal there is the same.
HUD as in urban.
Housing Urban Development
okay.
Corporation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the goal is the same. It's to assist people to get on their feet. We often don't look at our tenants as long-term residents. We're hoping that they'll continue to build their economic base and move out so we can continue to help other people. So it's not meant to be
permanent.
Ongoing.
It's not a permanent residence.
That's correct.
Again, it's a transitional thing to get people to take the next step. But it's interesting. You said you charged rent.
Yes, we charge rent based on the person's income. It's roughly 30% of their income. So one of the things that it allows is somebody to get a safe and affordable apartment. And that's one of the keys. We invest a lot of care and community resources in helping people to get clean and sober. But if they don't have a place they can go afterwards, that where they can stay clean and sober, all that work has been defeated. So our goal is to provide an opportunity for them, an affordable opportunity to be somewhere that minimizes some of the risks that they might otherwise incur living in unsafe, areas that are, you know, where drugs are frequently used and sold, and where it becomes harder for anyone to stay clean and sober.
And again, MARC is located, the crisis center and center of operations is located here in the heart of Poughkeepsie, and you can walk right in and get the help and support that you need.
Absolutely.
And at no cost to you. You have to take the first step and go through the door. I'd like to suggest that if you or you have a family member or anyone else close to you that needs more information about the services provided, they may call 845-471-0310. That is a line that is open 24/7.
That's correct.
Steve, and they'll get another person on the end of the
phone.
They
will. They will.
In the sober apartments, is the counseling provided and the other services that you have in the houses?
Yes.
Is it the same type of support?
At a less frequent level, but yes, they are. You know, we have weekly group meetings. We have individual counseling. And everyone has a plan, a recovery plan that they make with our staff. And they remain involved actively in a recovery program. Addiction is a lifelong disease, and it's really important that we look at it in a long-term perspective. People who think they're cured often are prone to relapse.
And not only are you helping the individual who struggles with the addiction disease, but you also have services and counseling for the families as well. As you said, it affects everyone.
Yes. We welcome, encourage, and seek family involvement in recovery.
Yeah, because that's the highest success rate.
Absolutely.
Bill, very quickly, the board and its function, I assume that part of its commitment is fiduciary. Do you do fundraisers? Are you doing trying to raise consciousness within the communities? Tell us a little bit about that.
We've been trying to do that. Actually, in the last couple of years, we've tried to increase our visibility in the community by some marketing activities and also fundraising activities. We have an annual luncheon in the spring that is a fundraiser and a foundation board under Brian's leadership.
And how is that publicized if somebody wanted to support that?
Oh, every way we can. If anyone's interested, please call our office and we would love to talk to you. We also just recently did our first golf tournament in Millbrook, which was kind of fun. Our foundation again did that, and again under Brian's foundation leadership, and it was super.
Was that at the Millbrook G&T?
You bet it was.
Okay,
you
the Millbrook bet it was. Golf and Tennis Club.
Yes, it was. Okay. It was a lovely.
It's
lovely
a lovely
day.
Spot, yeah. And it's nice to take the drive out to Horse Country, or the country, as my friends from New York, the city, refer to it as. We live in the country. Well, this has been terrifically interesting. I want to just say that this is the reason why Radio Rotary was started. It was part of the genesis, part of the thought that we wanted to give a platform to other humanitarian causes. Rotary is the oldest service organization in the world. They like to couple and even partnership with other organizations, groups, state-funded, not state-funded, nonprofit, for-profit, that are supporting our community to be as wonderful as it can be. And you all, Executive Director of the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Center, Steve Pressman, and Bill Hogan, the President of the Board, and my dear friend Brian Bunt, President of the Millbrook Rotary Club. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm going to give you guys a quick plug here. In addition to the sponsorship of the Lutheran Care Center and Rotary District 7210, the MARC serves the greater Mid-Hudson Valley and Dutchess County by supporting those in recovery and their families. MARC manages a crisis center, 3 recovery residents, 2 and 1/2 halfway houses, and sober apartments by providing a safe and supportive environment. Within these facilities, counseling and therapeutic services are available by caring and a professional staff. If you'd like to learn more about it, please call 845-471-0310. That's 845-471-0310. Thank you, JP, for having us.
It is my pleasure, as always. And, of course, you are listening to the heart and soul of American music, WHVW. It is 1230.